pictures on the wall didn't make any sense. And everyone I met was just an advertisement. I check in with my fellow talking heads, but sometimes you must wear your human flesh. Yes, I've been snooping, it's a small world after all. You'll never guess what I saw. You'll never guess what I saw. Pictures on
Too Much Rock podcast number 522. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Dog Day from Halifax, Nova Scotia. The song is called Pictures, and it's on the band's new album, Present, which will be out this Friday, August 14th, on Fun Dog Records. And that's a band that I played that song, actually that video, on the Too Much Rock Twitch stream, and said, oh, I really like that. And let's do another track, because I like that too. So I picked up that record, and then realized I had picked up one of their records from like 2007 or something, and I'd actually seen the band live at Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick, once upon a time, oh so long ago. So I liked them then, and I like them now. Very solid indie rock there. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you this week. A little bit of variation, but not as crazy as it's been the last few weeks. Don't know what's going on in my head, but, well, this week's a little clearer, I guess. Here's a track from the Rabies. It's from 1982. It's called My Girl's a Hologram.
Yeah.
lots of ground there, but that's good. We ended there with City Windows. The song is called Oxbow, and it's the lead song and title track from their new EP. Came out July 3rd on La Escalera Records, that band based out of San Diego, California, and definitely in that sort of post-hardcore sort of realm there. Before that, we heard from Air Oblique. The song is called Air Oblique, and it's on the album Air Oblique. It makes it pretty tidy there, doesn't it? That comes out Saturday, evidently, August 15th on Dirt Cult Records. That's one that I've been listening to for a number of weeks and really enjoy that. Kind of remind me of our own Bad Ideas, who I did see are practicing again in some sort of socially distanced way or more or less. Anyway, and then before that, we heard from the Rabies with the song My Girl's a Hologram. That's the A-side of their 1982 debut single. That band based out of Brooklyn, New York. You may remember I played something new from them a few weeks ago on the podcast and realized that I needed to go back and pick up the first two 7-inches, and I found that one. I have not found the second one, at least not at any price that I'm willing to pay yet. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to continue here with a little set of kind of low-key power pop. This is Nick Puente and the Complicated Men. The song is called Upper Hand.
I fell for you on a slippery slope. I was holding out for a glimmer of hope. If I was ever coming to, I could tell we would make it for miles without missing a beat or faking a smile. You took me somewhere that I never knew. You got the upper hand. I fall into your grasp if I'm lucky. We'll be right back.
couldn't look in the eyes of anyone I meet. I was losing my mind, I was living with doubt. I was racking my brains, trying to figure it out. I didn't know what was going on in the world inside my head. I didn't know what to do until there was you. I was always late, I wouldn't sit up straight. I couldn't finish what was on my plate. I couldn't take my time, I couldn't stay in line. I couldn't finish the thought or figure out what was mine. I didn't know what was going on in the world outside my head. Until there was you. Until there was you. Until there was you. Until there was you. I was out of my mind, I couldn't leave it behind. I couldn't set it aside, and I wanted to hide. I thought I was through.
Way to spend an afternoon, or you know, whatever time it is wherever you are. We started there with Nick Pienti, and the track is Upper Hand. It's on his new album Downtime, which came out May 20th of this year on Gem Records. He is based out of Detroit, Michigan, has been writing just perfect power pop songs in that vein for so many years, and that album is really, really good. After that, we heard from Librarians with Hickeys, and that's a thing that can happen. The song is called Until There Was You. It's on the new album Long Overdue, which comes out Friday, August 14th on Big Stir Records, that band based out of Akron, Ohio, and very much in that same vein of a kind of, I don't know, Tommy Keane or even Smithereens-style power pop there. I'm about out of time, so I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 522. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me in your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, you name it, I'm there. We're going to end with, I guess we will say, let's look at the concert calendar, because that's a thing again, and sometimes I forget that. Next Saturday, August 15th, Rex Hobart is playing at Lemonade Park, and the Saturday afterwards, August 22nd, Emmeline Twist is at Lemonade Park. It's the only venue in town that I'm really supporting. I think it's they do it pretty well. I can walk in with my own chair and my own water, not have to show anybody a ticket, sit down and not see or touch anyone and be outside. And they do require masks, have sanitizer everywhere. It seems safe enough. Not safe, but safer, I guess. Anyway, I got one last track to play for you here. It's a weird little compilation. The Whitest Boy on Earth was scheduled to do some reunion shows, and they took off to Mexico to start a tour, and it didn't happen because of COVID, and several members were trapped in a hotel for some number of weeks, and they decided to record an album, and this is it. So it's Sebastian Machat, who's the drummer, and Erlen Oy, who you know also from Kings of Convenience, which, boy, that was a band, wasn't it? And the song I'm going to play is called Wipeout. It's on the band's album Quarantine at El Gonzo, and El Gonzo was the name of the hotel that they were quarantined at. And it just came out, I think, July 31st on Bubbles Records. I don't know anything about that label, but I think this was a fun little album. It's light, it's fluffy, it feels a little like a German and a Norwegian making a record in Mexico should feel like, and this song is all about surfing, so it's a nice way to I don't know, feel some of those vibes without actually having to leave my house ever. All right, thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
I'll be the first one out there tomorrow, the first one out there on the waves. And I'll be gliding, elegant and beautiful. Oh my God, surfing is so cool.
I'll be the first one out there tomorrow, the first one out there on the waves. I'll be gliding, elegant and beautiful. Oh my God, surfing is so cool.
But in the morning when I paddle out, it's true, no one else is there. The white water is massive, it's much like a brick wall. The waves are giant monsters, they lift me and I fall. My board behind me on a leash, it's spinning me around. I can't get up to breathe, hey folks, I am not a waterborne. For a second it gets calm, I just get sucked into the sea, and the next one hammers on my head immediately. I was the first one out there this morning, the first one out there on the waves. And I got hammered, pounded and baked. Why am I so weak, for heaven's sake? To get rid of things that you can't use, one advice I can't refuse: start collect stamps instead. I try hard and I keep on falling in the surf. I can't breathe underwater, I better stay on earth. And watch them other people riding on the wave, and then go to sleep and tomorrow try again. I'll be the first one out there tomorrow, the first one out there on the waves. And I get hammered, pounded and baked, but I'm gonna learn to surf for heaven's sake. I'll be the first one out there tomorrow, the first one out there on the waves. And I'll get hammered, pounded and baked, but I'm gonna learn to surf for heaven's sake.